What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Untitled Podcast. I am your host, Rossin, and this is the homie Sebastian.
What's going on, guys?
And today's topic, we're going to talk about, you know, streaming platforms. So the first question of the podcast, what are the streaming services that you use, like, you know, on the day-to-day, if not often?
I think I have all three of them. I have Hulu, Disney Plus, and Netflix. Okay. I think of the three I use... Yeah, I use Disney Plus the most because it has a lot of, like, the Star Wars stuff that I usually watch. But besides that, I think Netflix would be second and Hulu third. Okay. All right. Hulu does have some good movies, same as Netflix.
Hulu, cartoons, man. I love Hulu has the best cartoons. In my opinion, they have the best cartoons, bro. They have
yeah, it does. Yeah, they do. They do. They do. I agree.
Netflix. All right, I don't really watch Netflix like that, unless there's, like, a movie on there. That's, like, really cool, because I don't watch many Netflix shows. You
feel me? A lot of the Netflix originals, like, the movies they make, I fuck with a lot. Like, The Irishman.
Okay.
Good, really good movie. Yeah. The Punisher and stuff like that, those are, like, Netflix originals.
That was, okay. I don't want to say there was, like, a quote-unquote golden age to when I did watch Netflix, but when there was a point where I did watch Netflix a lot because it had a show or shows that I would, like, watch on the day-to-day. Like,
I agree.
You know, binge, like... There was a point in time where Sebastian, he put me on to The Punisher, and I was like, bro, I can't stop watching this. Yeah. It's too good.
The situation with that is binge watching, and it comes to the fact of when you get episodes, like, or when you get seasons the way Netflix drops them, as in, like, 13 episodes, and you got to watch them all, and they're all, like, 45 minutes long, you get to the point where it's like, is it worth it? Is it good? Like, are you okay? Like, are you willing to do that? Or is there a deeper...
The last...
health issue with that?
I don't know. With me binge-watching, the show has to be that good. Like, the only show that I've been watched... Like, binge-watched that was, like, real-time TV, like, actual people... It's probably Stranger Things when it first came out. Because I wanted to catch up for, season 3? Yeah. And I tried Stranger Things. I remember when it first came out and I asked people, what is it about? And people wouldn't give me, like, a clear explanation for it. And this was, like, my, sophomore year when it first dropped. And then, like, it was all out. And I was, like, I kept hearing about it. And then I tried giving it a chance around the time I did watch Punisher. I watched the first episode, like, half of it. I was, like, all right, it's all right. You know, I messed with it. It was cool. And then I picked it back up because season 3 was, like, extremely big. Like, it was big. And I was, like, oh, I'm trying to catch up before season 3 drops.
And it rightfully was big. It was pretty good.
I loved the way it was filmed.
It's one of my favorite seasons of the three that came out. But besides that...
I think 1-3-2 or 3-2...
No, for me,
3-1-2.
Yeah, for me, it's 3-1-2.
And if not, alternately, 1-3-2. I didn't like season 2 that much. If I'm being honest, I don't really remember what it was about. It was about Max, wasn't it?
I think so.
We don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but everyone's seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Anywho... Is binge watching good for you?
Binge watching good for you?
Yeah. Do you think binge watching is good? Not just like for you personally and for like
just you is the question. It depends. If you don't have anything else to do, if you legit have nothing else to do, and you actually want to binge and you've done everything, go for it. It's like if that's all you do, no, obviously it's not good.
So we're gonna transition into this. This article we found on procon.org that says binge watching good for you, and I'm gonna read the first con. You're gonna respond to it, okay? You're gonna tell me, you know, the insights. Gonna tell me the first pro, and I'm gonna respond to it.
All right.
So the first con is binge watching leads to mental health issues.
I guess
I'll just read the whole thing. A University of Texas study found that binge watchers were more likely to be depressed, lonely, and have less self-control. Yeah.
Okay.
One of the study's authors, Woon Hai Sung, PhD, stated, when binge watching becomes rampant, viewers may start to neglect their work and their relationships with others. Even though people know they should not, they have difficulty resisting the desire to watch episodes continuously.
I could see how that happened. Because it's easier to stay in your house and stay in your bed and not want to do anything and have no motivation to do anything besides just watch what you want to watch.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times where I've been in that, like, that state.
It's not where it feels good. And there's also times where it's like, I remember a couple times when you'd ask me to come out, like, you know, come outside to chill. And, like, you asked me, like, yo, you good? You haven't been outside in a minute. It's like, yeah, I'm straight. It's just, I just don't feel like doing anything.
personally, I remember when I first started watching The Walking Dead, and it was back and on Netflix, and it only had the first three seasons.
Right.
Dude, I binged all three of those seasons.
Why?
And when I came back out, like, outside, I just wanted to go back in and just keep watching. I didn't care about, like, playing ball or anything. I just wanted to go back inside and just watch The Walking Dead.
There, I don't know. The only show that I remember binging was Stranger Things. I didn't binge Atlanta because I watched it every single time it came on, and I've rewatched it many, many, many times. Yeah. I binged. I wouldn't say I binged My Hero. I didn't binge it. I'd do it in moderation because I'm like, yo, I gotta stop. I gotta stop. My Hero is one of the greatest shows.
I watched four seasons of My Hero in like 3-4 days. That shit's not good.
I think almost binged. I think I did binge The Office. Like, not, I didn't finish it or anything. I just kept watching. I like The Office. The Office is fucking, it's funny. The first pro to, you know, binge watching. Binge watching leads to beneficial social connections. Binge watching creates a sense of community around a show, something experts call the shared cultural space. This common ground allows viewers to discuss and enjoy the show with everyone, from a coworker to the stranger in line at the grocery store. Instead of feeling lonely or isolated, this shared space makes it easier to relate to other people and shared personal perspectives. Romantic relationships can also be strengthened by
the second one, bro.
Oh, that's the second one?
Yeah.
Bro, but it's still in it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean,
did you read the second?
We don't have to do the whole thing if we don't want to.
No, we don't have to. This one seems interesting, though.
Yeah, keep going.
Romantic relationships can also be strengthened by binge-watching together because it creates a shared interest, is a fun activity, and can be a conversation starter, and is an easy way to share time together. Binge-watching can also be a type of couples therapy, troubles such as illness or difficult family relationships. If couples see fictional couples having the same problems, they may be able to better understand and deal with the issues IRL.
I agree with all of that.
Right.
And I can
testify and say that it's happened in my life too. There's been multiple times where I'll just be chilling in class, and then somebody brings up something from like Stranger Things or like this, this, and that, and I immediately jump to the conversation, and like it becomes a whole class type of thing,
right?
And it's really good, like it's really cool, and I really fuck with that.
Right, it's a good icebreaker too. Yeah, it's a good icebreaker. Definitely. There's, you know, the show You.
Mm-hmm.
I started the first episode. It seemed interesting, but I rewatched the first episode with somebody, and I didn't want to watch it anymore. I don't know why. I don't know. I didn't want to watch it anymore.
Funny enough, I binged that too.
How was it?
God damn.
Was it worth it?
I binged both seasons. I mean, in the long run, now I can like talk about it and like I'm up to date, and if I have a conversation with someone, I can hold my own. But you don't need to watch it in order to function or anything like that. So
I feel like the show On My Block kind of died.
Yeah,
it kind of died.
After the first season, I was just done. I didn't want to watch it.
I don't even know if I finished the first season or not. I didn't. I watched like the first episode and called it quits. I don't know. Shows don't really captivate me. I don't know what it is, but like, people just kind of like, okay, new show out, Netflix original, boom, go watch it. And people are like, oh, I love this shit. I love it. Like, I remember 13 Reasons Why it was hot. Some people don't even know it's from a book.
Yeah.
Some people don't know that. And I never watched that show because I was like, I don't see the point. It's really hyped. And I don't like to watch shows that are hyped.
I think you know what happens, though.
Yeah, it's talked about way too much. And the shows like The Witcher just dropped. Some people don't know it's a video game. Yeah. Some people don't even know it's from other things, too. Like, I think a book, too. But, like, I don't know. Shows just don't really grab my attention anymore. I don't know what it is. And there's nothing that I can really binge. But when I do binge, like, I go crazy. Like Dragon Ball, I remember I used to watch that in class.
Yes.
I used to watch it in class. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
The second con is binge watching leads to serious physical health problems. Binge watching requires sitting for hours and hours, which is long been linked to slow metabolism, heart disease, cancer, blood clots, and deep vein thrombosis. If the viewer is hooked on a show, they're more likely to sit on the couch, eating unhealthy food, and snacking more, which is linked to weight gain and damaged arteries. Damn. This is a long way. I guess I'll read it. One study found that binge watching was related to poor sleep quality and fatigue and insomnia because of pre-sleep arousal. In other words, getting very invested in the characters and plot of multiple episodes of TV right before bed leaves the viewer thinking about the show more and unable to sleep. A survey found that 45.1% stayed awake all night to binge watch a show. Oh shit. Researchers have also found that watching 3 or more hours of TV a day is associated with premature death.
Damn.
What the fuck? What are your thoughts on this?
Just because I want to watch Avatar or some shit don't mean I want to die either, man. That's insane. I never knew there was... I mean, I understand the whole just sitting there and just, like, mindlessly eating junk food. I understand that part because you're so invested in the show. Yeah. I understand that part.
I could personally also attest to the fact that there have been times where it's 4 or 5 in the morning and I'm watching these episodes and my eyes are red and I just go use the bathroom. I'm like, okay, one more episode, 23 minutes won't hurt. Right. And I just keep going. And then I end up sleeping like 10 hours, 12 hours because I've been up. Or I'll do the opposite and I'll sleep 4 hours and then wake up and then keep watching episodes.
Damn.
So
you just did this too.
Yeah.
You just did this. Yeah. All right. Another pro. Binge watching has health benefits. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Like stress relief. Nah, I don't know. If people act stupid in this show, I get kind of mad too. You know what I'm saying? According to psychiatrics? Okay. Binge watching releases dopamine in the brain, which creates a feeling of pleasure and can help people to relax and relieve stress. I actually did that the other night. I watched this anime, Shin-chan. It's a little cartoon. It's so stupid. But it actually got the job done. Psychologists say that finishing a series can give viewers feelings of control and power, which can be beneficial if viewers are not feeling that in their daily lives.
That's true.
You think so?
Yeah, after I watched My Hero, bro.
Hey, I mean, yeah, that show inspires me. I'm not going to lie, man. It inspires me.
I'm trying to be a hero now, man. Hell yeah.
John Mayer, not the singer, PhD, clinical psychologist, stated, "We are all bombarded with stress from everyday living and with the nature of today's world where information floods us constantly. It is hard to shut our minds down to tune out the stress and pressures. A binge can work like a steel door that blocks our brains from thinking about those constant stressors that force themselves into our thoughts. Binge watching can also be healthy if the show relates to the viewer's real life. For example, a character could be a role model or solve a problem that viewer is currently dealing with. The show might offer a sense of friendship and new solutions that could make someone's day-to-day life better." Which I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's one of those things of, like, it's a double-edged sword. Like, while it is benefiting me mentally, like, how's my body doing?
Right.
And what if it's the other way around? What if
that's
like,
weird.
What if, like, I play a lot of sports and I just got to relax my body, but me staying up at night watching this stuff is, like, damaging me
mentally.
I don't
know. That's
like
weird.
My rest and stuff.
That, so it's kinda, really weird. They kind of contradict one another.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Because it just said it's physical health problems. So as I'm thinking, yes, I feel good, I feel powerful, I got a blood clot on its way, bro. Like, it makes you feel bad because you... I don't know. It's weird. It kind of contradicts itself. I don't know about that one. It's kind of weird.
All right, this is our last one.
The third? Uh-huh. The third? Oh, really?
Mine is the third con. Binge watching makes the show less fulfilling.
No, it doesn't. Ooh. Not really.
Oh, here we go. Watching without a break can also reduce the pleasure of anticipation viewers feel when they have to wait for the new episode. Damien Lindelof, the co-creator of popular shows such as Lost, stated, "This idea of anticipation, that Christmas morning feeling, doesn't exist in binge culture." Damn, it's the last name, bro.
Yo!
Sonya Lyubomirsky, PhD, stated, "At first, a new TV show is really exciting, but the more you watch, the less you enjoy it over time. A lot of shows are not made for binge watching. Consider plot points that repeat after a commercial break or the beginning of a new episode." That is true. If someone binge watches, they'll notice more repetition. Also, the viewer won't have time between episodes to digest and really think about the show. A study found that binge watching lowered levels of sustained memory and self-reported enjoyment levels.
That's I gotta agree with that. I'm sorry.
You agree with that?
You know how many episodes? You know how many fucking seasons of shit I've seen, and I can't remember, like, Lost, the show Lost. I remember it, but I don't remember, like, individual moments in the show. And people like to bring up, "Oh, you remember this, this, and this?" I have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I see how that
But happened. I've seen it. So
I can see
weird.
How that'll happen. I don't agree with the part where they're saying it brings less excitement. Because that... the reason of binging, you want to know what happens next. Each time. Unless it's a filler.
I get what they're saying. Like, when you gotta, like, digest and really understand what, like, the episode, like, in front of you just happened.
I know somebody who binges Grays all the time, back to back to back to back to back.
I do that, too.
And they can't stop.
Agreed.
Because it goes crazy.
And that's another one of the seasons. I barely remember what happened in the beginning. And the way they do flashbacks, I'm like, that happened? When the fuck was this?
Ah. Nah, everything that I watch when I binge, I'm like, I'm in that shit. Like, I can't stop for the simple fact of, like, Buddy it's too good. It's too good, huh?
Buddy thinks he's pickled.
Yeah, I bet I do. Binge, pro number three. Binge watching makes a show more fulfilling. That doesn't make sense.
They're like contradicting each other.
That's, what the hell? While binge watching, the viewer, can feel the pleasure of full immersion, aka the zone. See? I'm in that shit. Which is a great feeling, similar to staying up all night to finish a book or project. I wouldn't stay up to finish a book. I don't read. Unless it's a manga.
Trash.
Unless it's a manga. Or a project. You know all about that. Mm. Many shows are now made for binge watching. Consider how many full seasons Netflix releases at once. Also, Netflix said they were going to stop doing that and just do one episode at a time. And I feel like that would lose viewership.
True. Disney's knows what they're doing, bro.
I don't know. The Mandalorian, that shit had you waiting. But, you know, it kind of gets like, man, can y'all hurry up, please? Yeah. You know, or the last show I remember was Euphoria. Euphoria was pretty good.
Yeah, Euphoria, but that was like an actual like TV show.
Yeah, that was the last TV show that I watched, and it was good to come back each week because some shit would always happen. And one thing that I've always had like surprises about was like, oh shit, there's like 25 more minutes left in this.
Yeah,
that shit. It's always like a good feeling of damn. Yes, I want to see what happens next. Orange is the New Black and Stranger Things. Watching multiple episodes at once makes the story easier to follow and more enjoyable than a single episode. If I'm 2-2 with the show and I have to stop, that's when I get mad. That's when I'm like, damn, I gotta wait till next week. I call all the way up, now I gotta wait. Shows made for the binge watching are more often sophisticated, with multiple intricate storylines, complex relationships, and multi-dimensional characters. Media theorist Stephen Johnson, M.A., says that watching this sort of show may make viewers smarter because greater attention and thinking are needed to process them.
Yo, straight contradicting each other, bro.
That doesn't make sense.
How's it going to be greater attention and thinking? But
you also forget what happens if you watch too much. I don't understand. Do you agree with that?
I agree with the fact that...
there's some points.
That
but like
there, they, yeah, some of these points. I agree with the fact that, like, you know, you can watch all these shows and you actually be like, have that sense of like, oh, you fulfilled something, like the pleasure of immersion, as they were saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would it make me smarter?
Sometimes I feel really enlightened.
There's
when it comes to these certain
like,
things.
Like, I love when shows have Easter eggs. I love that shit. Yeah. I love Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. Like video games and shows. The last movie I watched was that I remember that had a lot of Easter eggs that I didn't know and are still discovering, or Joker. There's a lot of Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Apparently, did you see... Well, okay.
There was a painting that was in the original of the Batman.
Yeah, I saw that.
Joker, and then it was in the... Yeah,
yep.
I remember that.
And there was this part where he's zooming in, like, at a certain part where, like, the mirror makes a Batman's face, apparently. How he's sitting. Yeah, it makes Batman's, like, cowl and everything.
So I'm going to pose a question.
Okay.
Do you think it is streaming services' fault, such as Netflix, and possibly... No, I don't think Hulu does that entirely. But do you think it's, if anyone's at fault, do you think they're at fault? Or do you think it's the consumer who can't control themselves? Do you think it's our fault? Society's fault?
What, about binge watching?
Binge watching, yes.
Can't really blame anybody. Yeah. If the production and shit are really that good, you can't really blame anybody. That's their job to make something that'll make
you... But let's say, but it's not like Netflix drops the format as an entire season at once versus Disney Plus is, we're going to give you an episode a week. Then give you maybe like a 2-week break before the season finale. Like it is an actual TV.
What do you think brings in more viewers? What do you think?
I think the anticipation of
some
waiting.
People can't remember.
Yeah, I think the anticipation of waiting week by week by week, that has a lot more impact on people's lives. And I'm not gonna lie, I remember a lot more of The Mandalorian than I do of The Punisher. Because
I binged The Punisher and I didn't binge The Mandalorian. If I'm not gonna lie, I'm more down to watch The Mandalorian right now than I am to watch The Punisher. I mean, that might have
maybe
something.
It's
might have personal
preference
bias, but I'm just saying that if I did have some pleasure with all of it, I had more pleasure watching Star Wars than watching The Mandalorian. Besides the fact of the bias, than I did with The Punisher. Because you know how hyped I was with The Mandalorian and all that stuff.
Yeah, because it's The Mandalorian.
Of course,
it's like stories
and,
being.
But you remember how hyped I was with The Punisher?
Yeah. But I think since Mandalorian hits more of home to you,
probably,
then that's why. I don't know. No, I can't really fault anyone, because look how well season 3 of Stranger Things did.
True. True.
Look how well that did.
True.
I don't think it would have done as good if it was released every week.
And it's weird now because I'm not necessarily angry, but when I was binging My Hero, like, it gave me joy to know, like, I got another season to go. Like, it gave me, it was both. I was like, damn, I got a lot to watch, but I'm glad I'm watching all this.
Right.
And now that I'm, like, I'm all the way caught up and it's, like, season to season, I kind of forget about it. I kind of forget I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a week-to-week thing.
Okay.
Like, I literally forgot an episode came out today. I forgot it was Saturday and they come out Saturday.
Yeah, I thought of it earlier. I literally forgot. Sidetrack. How do you feel about things like Amazon Prime? Do you think people use it? I use it for SpongeBob. You got a lot of SpongeBob on there. I mess with SpongeBob.
You talk about the Amazon Prime streaming
like,
service.
Yeah.
The last time I used it, I made up a fake account and I watched mid-90s.
You better tell on yourself that, bro. You better keep calling.
I watched mid-90s and I watched Jigsaw too. Jigsaw was...
What is that? Is that a show or a movie?
Jigsaw? It's a movie.
I keep seeing
based
the
off
face.
Like the Saw
it's
episode.
Like nasty.
Saw movies when I say episode. Nah, Saw is really good. But
there's a new thing called Quibi coming out. You saw that? Mm-hmm. It's a new streaming platform called Quibi, and it's like 10 minutes. There's a thing out called Tubi.
How do you feel about like more streaming services coming out, like Apple TV or HBO?
There's no
Max
reason.
Or shit like that.
There's no reason.
Ain't BBC making their own?
There's no reason. HBO. HBO Max. I understand, because they have rights to certain shows other places don't.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon signed a deal with Netflix.
I thought it was. Yeah, and it was Netflix.
I forgot who.
I think
Hulu
Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
With Hulu.
Okay, I understand. Cool. It's just to get their marketing up. But at the end of the day, everyone's still going to download the big three, if not the main two. But Netflix is always a must. People are going to always have Netflix. You have to have Netflix. That's the thing. You know what I mean?
The thing is, right now, everyone's at competition. And everyone's trying to claim rights to this and that. And as a consumer, I'm glad. Because we have all this at my disposal. I remember as a kid, if I didn't have the Star Wars CDs, man, there's no way I was watching it. No damn way I was watching it. 1, 2, 3 movies.
Yeah, of course. I found
1, 2, 3 movies.
Shit.
But,
do you think, okay.
But we're at a day and age now where I can access it so easily.
I want them to put Spider-Man on
it.
I know it's not going to happen.
What's on the Tobey Maguire ones?
I want them to put all the Spider-Men somewhere.
Yeah,
all
I,
of
I
them.
I think eventually it will.
All of
eventually.
Them. Even though Sony owns it, they need to put all of them.
Because I know, like, I'll look at it now, and Disney Plus is a little dry. It's a little dry. I mean,
I'm thinking,
for
do you
me
think
personally.
Disney Plus died? Do you think it blew up? Because
they got
there.
Stuff, like the High School Musical stuff. People eat that up. And
oh,
I
shit.
Seen it,
they're actually adding stuff this month, actually. They're adding a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
They're adding Toy Story 4, actually.
Yeah,
they're adding that shit. Oh, they already did.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. All I know Descendants 3 is going up there, too. I don't really watch that.
And freaking soon they're gonna add it. Nah, they already did add Endgame. They're going to add, what just came out? Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. I think, like, April, they're going to add
really?
It there.
Damn.
So that's interesting.
I think... how do you feel about DVDs and stuff, Blu-ray and stuff? Do you think that people are saying, oh, it's going obsolete, no one cares anymore, everything's streamed?
I'm still going to collect CDs because I know long-term, I don't know, I'm just that type of person that I like physical stuff more than, oh, it's on my phone, I could just watch it later.
Yeah, no, I don't, I'm a physical game guy instead of like digital. I don't buy digital games.
Not that I don't have trust in an eternal cloud with
storage. Yeah,
because
people are like, say I lose my
that.
Account and all my shit is gone, all my purchases are gone. You can get hacked in this day
and
age.
Like, let's say I don't have internet. I'm done for. But now I got my PlayStation. I'll hook in the Blu-ray movies I got.
Right.
I'm calm.
Okay.
I can go like weeks without watching anything because I'm good. I got my CDs.
I don't really think I have much. I don't really have many. I have weird shit on DVD, like Chappelle Show. I don't know why I have that.
I
have South Park.
I stole it. I didn't steal it. Kinda. I stole. I think like the 5th season of Friends from a teacher of mine that gave it to my sister.
Damn.
So I got that too. The entire 5th season of Friends, man. I got you.
I have a Chappelle Show season 1 and 2. I got South Park, like mad of South Park. Chappelle Show?
Yeah.
I gotta find them. They're somewhere in my house. Fucking hilarious, bro. If you don't watch Chappelle Show, you ain't doing it right. His skits, oh my god. I have Key and Peele on DVD season 1 and 2. I don't know why I have these things. I don't know why.
It fits you. It fits your persona.
I'm laughing
again,
at shit.
That brings the question. Are you more inclined to binge with CDs than you are with streaming services?
I get annoyed with, like, switching. I don't know. Because I actually have all the Dragon Ball GT. I have the whole series of Dragon Ball GT. And it's like, okay.
But do
then
you
it,
those? Have you
I have. I have with my brothers.
With CDs?
Yeah, they're all CDs. You just switch them in. And, like,
but
there was a lot of episodes on them. So it's like you have to remember where you are. But the most annoying part is, say you stop on that CD, you have to skip. Say there's like episode 60 through 70 on it, and you stop at 65. You have to skip one, skip two, skip three. Instead of going to the play all feature, you have to skip through. And if you don't go to play all, you have to go through that one, and once that episode ends, you have to turn on the remote or controller and then just hit that one. You have to switch each time. Whereas with Netflix, oh, watch next, it's already preloading. Also, did you hear about them getting rid of that preview shit? It didn't bother me. It kind of let me know what I was getting myself into.
I kind of wanted to watch the credits on some stuff. I wanted to hear the soundtrack, or I wanted to do this, and it's goddamn 60-second shit. Not 60 seconds, but the goddamn shit right there.
No, they meant like, okay, like clock. Train to Busan. I didn't know. I was like, okay, let me see the preview for this. I'm like, okay, I'm rocking with it. Let me go ahead and watch that. It's cool, but some people are just too annoying and they picky and they just. I don't like to spoil what I'm watching. It's not really spoiling. It's showing you a little clip of what's going on, same as a trailer would.
You know? But then again, I've known people that are like, oh, I'm not watching trailers. I'm just going straight into the movie, not knowing anything.
And read the description at least.
Like, I understand, like, you might be more inclined to be like, oh, what happened? And there are movies where the trailer literally tells them everything.
Yeah.
That's Fast and the Furious, bro.
Man, fuck that shit, bro. I hate Fast and the Furious. Don't talk to me about that. Fucking, why the hell is John Cena in there? Get out of here. Jason Statham was there. The Rock is in there. And I'm going to say it again. What happened to street racing? Why are there flying cars with grappling hooks attached, flying from mountain to mountain and shit? Is this?
That's the new wave.
No, I think The Rock did that. I think he has something to do with that. What? I don't like The Rock anymore. I used to love The Rock. Man, it's always Rampage, the movie. Skyscraper.
The same dude, bro.
And the same shit happening over and over and over again. It's like a higher production version of like Sharknado. It's just the same shit going on. And Sharknado wasn't that bad. I'd prefer Sharknado over any Rock movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The game plan?
I like the game plan. I said any Rock movie in the sense of him being stupid. Bro. Like, what the hell is they didn't have to remake Jumanji.
Yeah, I've bullshit. Not seen a single remake of Jumanji. I won't.
The Rock and Kevin Hart is not a funny combination. I don't like understand who did that. You like Tiffany Haddish now?
Fuck you, bitch.
You like Tiffany? What? All right, they said she ain't acting stupid no more. She's actually, like, you know, acting.
That's good for her.
You don't like
her
still? That's good for her. You still don't like her?
Nah, 2018, 2017, Tiffany Haddish. That's not me. I'm good.
Why not?
I'll pass.
Why not? Tell, let us know why.
I'll pass. No, I'm good, man.
Tiffany Haddish.
I'd rather put dirt in my ears. I won't hear God damn.
I really appreciate the movie selection. I love to watch newer movies. Like, I just watched Shazam. I said I wasn't. Also, Shazam got they got a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's crazy. Over shit like Suicide Squad.
There's another thing that kind of scares me, and this is with my profession, and I thought about it. Do you think years from now that all movies are just going to, like, new movies? Like, let's say, like the next, like, Justice League 2. What if they stop putting stuff in theaters just to put stuff in streaming services?
It'd be easier for people at home. Okay, I feel like it's going to... I feel like they're holding on the tradition. You remember how arcade machines were arcade machines, and they brought in-home consoles? They can't stop that. They can't stop that.
Of course, but you understand the difference between them. If I'm playing a game, I can stay at home and play it 15 hours, and I got a campaign, I'm good. Okay. At an arcade, I got to pay for that. Got maybe an hour of enjoyment.
But it's the idea of going out your house. You know, they can't stop putting shit in theaters. I understand that's a fear. Because sometimes there's shows or movies you have to have the HBO package with Hulu to watch. And it's like, damn, that kind of sucks. Sure. That's kind of stinky. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think the whole purpose of streaming services was to get away from commercials. Even though with some packages, you still do get ads and commercials. Oh, you got to go premium to get this. Yeah. But, like, movies have been, like... How long has movies been, like, a thing? Like, going to the movies. Like, it's always... They're always going to keep that tradition. Even now, even here, going to the Loop. That's like... All right. Controversial here. I ain't trying to fuck with nobody.
Here
that's
we go.
What you like, that's what you like.
Here we go.
Everybody goes to the Loop.
Come on. That's true.
Everyone goes to the Loop. You know what I'm saying? And the Loop is kind of seen as... I don't want to go there. It's kind of shitty over there. People say it's shitty over there. I don't mind. A movie's a movie. But if anything, I'd like Disney Springs. I'd like to go to Disney Springs. And it's like...
And there's also the question of, there's different things you can get at the movies. Dolby Cinema?
Bro, dine-in?
3D? Dine-in?
You can't get that at home.
No, you can't. Unless you got one of those fucking TVs and you come with glasses and shit. But I don't think they'll kill the tradition of actually movie theaters. They can't do that. Hopefully. They can't. Because, like... But other than that, you know, streaming services, I feel like streaming services are actually continue to live on, and hopefully they update their catalog. Because I've been saying this, Hulu has a better catalog of cartoons than Hulu.
Well, cartoons.
No, Hulu has better cartoons than Netflix.
Yeah, I think Netflix has better movies, though. For now.
I don't know. Hulu has some pretty chill movies.
For now.
I've been going through Netflix's catalog bored as hell. Like, what the hell am I about to watch on here? Yeah, Train to Busan, check it out. But, you know, I hope we didn't, you know, steer or fuck up anyone's perception or vision of their favorite streaming service.
We just wanted to enlighten people and move forward with that. And I think we should start...
there's many more streaming services.
We should continue the stuff of using, like, articles and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty insightful. I didn't know those things. Right. Streaming services.
That's crazy. Is it going to change my thing about binging? I barely binge now unless it's something crazy. And if anything, if I binge, then it's like late at night.
Yeah, I think I might like take a break, chill, slow down, instead of just hitting 10, 12 episodes of.
If anything, I binge video games, dog. I binge games.
Nah, I can't. I definitely got to stop with that.
I feel like.
My hands hurt.
I think I gamed for like, what, 12 plus hours straight once? Going crazy. I don't even remember what the hell I was playing, but probably Destiny.
Not surprised.
Isn't Google doing something streaming-wise, too? I know they have a streaming console coming out. That's another time. We'll talk about that another
Stadia.
Time. Yeah, it's crazy. Stadia's crazy.
But with that, I think we're going to close off.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thanks for tuning in if you haven't.
If you haven't heard the previous episodes, they are out, and we hope you enjoy those as well.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure. We hope you guys enjoyed, and see you guys in the next one.